Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Sigourney School Superintendent David Harper about the solar panel arrays they are installing this spring. Is the Sigourney School District installing solar arrays?
Yes, we are. We're in the process. We've approved going with Redline / Atwood Electric to install solar panels at our elementary building, our bus barn, and our career academy here. The only building in our district that didn't qualify for solar just yet is our high school, and we're looking at ways to bring down our consumption there so we can convert it to solar also. But we entered into an agreement with Atwood and Redline. Between the three arrays, it's going to generate about 321,000 kilowatts a year, and we are going to see initial savings between, I would say, $11,000 and $14,000 on our electric bill. We entered into a power purchase agreement, which means there was no cost to the district up front, and we buy our electricity from this consortium, or Red Lion, at a considerable cheaper rate than what we're getting from Alliant Energy. Currently, we're paying about 13 cents per kilowatt to Alliant Energy, and we're going to pay 8 cents per kilowatt. So we're only allowed to meter up to about 80% of our electric bill through solar. So we'll, in essence, pay 80% of our electric bill to Redline. We'll pay a remainder, like 17%, to Alliant. And then where our savings is, that like that 3 to 4%, which comes up to about $11,000 to $14,000 a year, we'll see a savings right away on our electric bill. After 5 or 6 years, we have the option to buy the whole system, and then we would see the whole cost savings right away for our general fund.
Or at least the 80% savings?
Correct. Straight to our general fund. So the original cost of the system was about $600,000.
How much will it cost to purchase that from Red Lion?
It'll be about $300,000 for us to purchase the system.
What is that based off of exactly?
A buyout schedule that they have. You know, I think federally or legally, they can't, to get the tax incentives, an LLC has to own it for the first 5 or 6 years to fully get the full federal and state tax incentives for the solar. So that's where we won't step in until after year 6 to buy it.
When are these panels being installed?
We're hoping the spring, April, May timeframe. It's in the process. My understanding, our panels have already been purchased and they're here. They were purchased before Christmas, so we beat the tariff that sounds like is just getting rolled out towards on solar. So our costs are locked in. So we're hoping once good weather gets here, they'll get attached to them.
When do you think the solar panels could be installed for the high school building?
We've got to look at ways to bring down our... There's two different codes, and I'm not quite sure how to explain it, but through Alliant Energy, there's buildings that use more than 20,000 kilowatts a month. For some reason, those do not qualify for solar, and there's some because of the initial demand that solar can't give right now. We're looking at ways to lower energy costs over there. Like we're putting in more LED lights, just trying to look where we can save money on electricity. And so then I'm hoping maybe 2 or 3 years we can get that high school converted to solar too.
How long has these plans been in the making?
Our board started talking about these for, actually I started looking into it over a year ago. And then our board really started looking at it this fall. Brought a proposal to them about it. And then we had some companies put a bid out for a request for proposals. And we had Atwood come present to our board about the benefits of solar. And then in December, we approved it.
And how will these solar panels affect the Sigourney School District?
The biggest thing is our impact on our general fund, because all our energy, you know, our general fund, which is the fund that you hear schools getting in trouble with if they go red, you know, we pay all our salaries, our benefits, and our energy costs out of that. So the more money that we can free up from our energy costs, electricity and gas, the more money that we can provide students with services.
How do you feel personally about this new change for Sigourney?
I'm excited about it. You know, and what's great is that our science classes can monitor the system, the productivity of the systems live through the web. And, you know, potentially we can have some science lessons involved with our solar panels, but just any way that we can help protect our general fund and increase opportunity for kids is exciting.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Sigourney School Superintendent David Harper. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.